The Super Value Superstars will all be getting together tonight for a big celebration, all the nominees. One of the people nominated is Gavin Malone, who's available to speak to us at our invitation. Morning, Gavin.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Gavin. Gavin, you're well known in your circles in County Down for your fundraising and your initiatives and, of course, your interest in the Daisy Hill Accident and Emergency Department. People are recognising what you do.
Yes, I'm very, delighted to, you know, that people are acknowledging that. But it's not just about me, Frank. It's about the large team of people who are behind me, who encourage me and actively help me in the area. And with regards to where I live at the minute, we have initiatives with regards to helping elderly people, taking their wheelie bins out. The recent storm there was around all the elderly people who were on their own to make sure that everything was okay with them. And it's, you know, I'm very overwhelmed and delighted to be going down this evening, but I'm not just going down there for myself. I'm down there for all the people in the area who support me. I mean, I have people, a backup team, Jim Gray, Martin Cranny, Brenton Priest, Donya McCoy, Kieran McAlevey, Orla Bourne. So many people, Frank, that have come in behind us to help us. And it's wonderful, you know.
How did you set this up? This is in Newry that you're talking about.
Yes, well, Frank, to be honest, we had a lot of antisocial behaviour recently in our play park where children weren't able to go, and we decided that we weren't going to put up with these activities anymore, and we gathered a lot of people around. And, you know, we're not vigilantes, Frank, we're just concerned people. We all go out and we work, and, you know, we just want to make our area safer for all the people. And
which part of Newry in particular?
I live at Ballabat Barcroft. It's very close to Daisy Hill, right beside Daisy Hill.
And did you find that there was a real need for people to volunteer, to come forward, to be aware of the elderly, and of course to get behind the Save the Daisy Hill campaign, which you're up to your shoulders in, so to speak?
Yes, the Daisy Hill campaign was a wonderful initiative too. I mean, to get that up and going and to highlight the hospital, you know, so many hard working people up there. I was an ab thing that we were delighted to be involved in. Getting people motivated now and galvanised, Frank, is quite easy, because when something impacts on people's lives, people are going to step up the mark, and it's a matter of getting the people together and saying, you know what, we need to do something here and we can't sit back. And, you know, we just want to make improvements in our own area. And very, very important, Frank, elderly people, you know, we're all going to get old ourselves, and we want to just let elderly people know how much we think of them and how much they mean to us, you know.
Well, it's a generous spirit, and Gavin, I'm not surprised that you are nominated, and at the very beginning you're listing other people who you think are deserving of praise. It shows that spirit that you have, where you put other people first, and it's been recognised in the Super Value area around Newry, and I hope you enjoy tonight, fella. Thanks for speaking to me. Thank you.
Frank, I'll just take this opportunity to thank all the people in the area for their continued support. You know, at the end of the day, Frank, nobody would be able to do anything if it wasn't for the support of large amounts of people who encourage us on a daily basis to continue doing what we're doing. And, you know, those people, we just want to thank them so much for, you know, and appreciate their support for us. And we're going to continue to do what we're doing, and we're going to make improvements in the area for everyone that's living in the area.
Top man, that is community spirit. You see, I love that, where people make an effort to increase, I suppose, the opportunities for others who don't have the benefits that maybe some people do have. So that's why Gavin has been shortlisted. Katrina has also been shortlisted. The final person that we're going to be speaking to in relation to this Super Value Superstars project, which comes to fruition tonight. Katrina, good morning.
Hello there. How are you?
I am very well, Katrina. Katrina Turner. Katrina, where are you from?
I'm from Ballycastle.
Well, thank you very much for joining us at our invitation as well. Katrina, you've been through a health challenge, and as a result of that, people have recognised your fighting spirit and your awareness of other people who'd be facing a similar dilemma. Tell us your story, please.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer last October. I'm 36, I was 35 at the time, so it was quite a shock. And really, I've been very lucky. The reason it was diagnosed is because I had been performing self-checks on myself for a number of years now, and then I found the lump, went to my GP, was referred to the City Hospital in Belfast, and it was diagnosed very quickly. So I had surgery, I had surgery and radiotherapy treatment, and I'm on hormone therapy now for the foreseeable. So really, I tried to stay positive, really. You know, I've got a very good support network with my family and all of my friends. So I'm very lucky there, and I've, you know, it hasn't been necessarily easy to stay positive the whole time, but I've just tried to focus on the positives. You know, the positives being that we found it early, it was a low-risk cancer, they were able to remove it all, and the treatment was successful. I had a scan a couple of weeks ago, and I got the results yesterday, which were clear, which is just the most amazing thing. So
that must be such a feeling, because you'd be worrying about it, and then you get the clarity from the surgeon saying that everything is all right. That must give you a real feeling of celebration.
It does. It does. I found out when I was at work yesterday, and I just wanted to run round and shout it and tell everybody. I was really very. It was very hard to process, because, as you say, you do spend a lot of time worrying about it, because the shock of finding out you have it is such a scary thing. But as I say, you know, the support I have and is fantastic. So that's why I set up a blog, because I sort of thought, well, I'm really lucky here and I need to tell people about it and tell them, you know, that a lot of people are affected by cancer, so many people, whether it's directly or indirectly. And I just felt it was my duty almost to sort of tell people, right, self-checking does work.
Just on, you know, the self-checking, just on that, were you worried, because you're very young, I would have thought, to be checking for cancer. So were you worried because there was a family history, or is your advice to all young women to check even in their early 30s?
My advice would be to everybody, I don't have there's no significant family history with me, it was just bad luck, really. It seems I'm going to get some gene testing done just to see, but there's no, as I say, family history. So really the message is, you know, I was taken because I think I saw something on the television. I can't really remember, because I've been doing it for quite a while, and I thought, maybe I need to start doing that. So I started doing it. I wasn't doing it every month. I was maybe doing it every couple of months, every few months. But the message is, if you check, and you get to know what your breasts feel like properly, you'll notice if there's a change. That's the main thing, because the lump I found didn't feel like a lump that I would have expected to find. It was rough tissue more than anything. So it's just noticing a change in your body. And what I'm trying to do is get that message across so that people start self-checking. I've even been round to some secondary schools to talk to the sixth-year health and social care students, to try and encourage them to start thinking about doing it. Not telling them you need to go home and do it now, but, you know, just to start thinking about doing it and to take control of your health and to spread that message to your family members and things like that.
I hear you've been doing some fundraising as well. You're a heck of a singer. You've been climbing mountains. You've been really making an effort to help others.
Yeah, well, I sort of had an idea a while ago to do something in my local community, so in Ballycastle, first of all. So I decided to get the Action Cancer Big Bus, the breast screening and health check bus, to Ballycastle. So I put on a table quiz, and the turnout was just amazing. And we raised a good lot of money at that. And then I put on a big day out in Ballycastle in July, to raise money for Friends of the Cancer Centre, because that's where I was looked after very well, and they were fantastic. And then the week after then, yes, five of my friends joined me to climb Mount Snowdon in Wales at midnight. There were